We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's 7:47 with Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. What happened at the Wichita Airport last month, if anything? We'll find out more on that from editor Bill Roy, the local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things.
Three.
Huge Memorial Day gathering at Lake of the Ozarks in Missouri goes viral in mere seconds yesterday, drawing the ire of many.
Two.
The World Health Organization praising China for openness for its efforts during the coronavirus.
One.
Wichita City Hall is back open today, as well as municipal courts, and Wichita State is reopening its campus. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
The gasoline prices in the Wichita area this morning up to be around $1.64 a gallon. I got a call from one of our traffic trackers just a little bit ago, and he said that Lincoln Hydraulic was $1.63 a gallon, so a little bit better price there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And let's take a look at that weather forecast as we begin the work week. A high of 72 today with a 40% chance for scattered rain showers this morning. Overnight low tonight will go down to 56. And then on Wednesday, high tomorrow, 77. And we're looking at mostly cloudy skies all day today and tomorrow. Currently in Wichita, we do have some scattered light rain. A breeze out of the northwest. It is 60 degrees on our way to a high of 72. Weather is brought to you by Wood Savers, quality deck restoration since 1990. Call Bob or Judy today at Wood Savers. That phone number is 831-9300. 831-9300. Wood Savers. It's 7:49 with Steve and Ted on KNSS, and you can also listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS radio. Another way you can listen to us right here with Steve and Ted. Public pools provide the kids and parents alike relief from the summer heat, but that could all change this summer.
Public pools across the U.S. will look very different this summer if they open at all. It's mostly teenage lifeguards will be taking a deeper dive. Industry insiders say they'll be the ones in charge of maintaining social distancing and spotting COVID-19 symptoms while also wearing masks. Pools also plan to screen patrons' temperatures and significantly reduce the number of swimmers allowed in the water and locker rooms. At the same time, industry groups and companies report sales of inflatable pools, swimming gear, and kayaks are up. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
One baseball team in Florida is opening up its stadium for guests.
The Pensacola Blue Wahoos, a baseball team in Florida, listing their stadium on Airbnb. For $1,500 a night, up to 10 fans can have an intimate, behind-the-scenes ballpark experience. Guests will be treated to a tour, have access to the batting cage, the field, the clubhouse, three bathrooms, and one large bedroom. They'll even be able to eat breakfast at home plate. Reps for the venue say this is the first time a professional baseball stadium has been listed on the rental site, the opportunity seemingly an attempt by the team to put the stadium to use amid the coronavirus pandemic. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Hey, we've got Riverfront Stadium just sitting there. Let's get it listed on Airbnb.
On Airbnb.
Let's go. Yeah. We're coming up on 7:51 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Might have been a little lonely at the Wichita Airport last month. Let's get the official numbers from editor Bill Roy, a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Ted. Yeah, very lonely. The number of people flying in and out of Wichita's Eisenhower Airport in April nearly disappeared. The passenger count at the airport last month down 95% compared to April 2019. According to airport numbers, only 7,400 passengers used Eisenhower Airport last month, compared to 136,000 the year before. After March and April declines due to the COVID-19 pandemic, Eisenhower traffic for the year down 36% to just over 332,000 passengers. The U.S. Department of Transportation saying Friday it'll tentatively allow 15 airlines to stop flights to about 60 mostly small and mid-sized cities. However, none of the destinations stand to lose service entirely. None of the cities would be left without service because the agency granted exemptions only if other airlines still flew to them. A final decision on the routes expected later this week. And about 12 acres of land surrounding New Spring Church in northeast Wichita may be a site for future commercial development. The Metropolitan Area Planning Commission voted to approve a zone change and to establish a community unit plan that would carve out 8 parcels for development. The church is northeast of 21st and K-96. It has to rezone the land from single-family residential to limited commercial, and that would allow assisted living, banks, hotels, office, restaurant, and retail uses. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Yeah, Bill, in fact, I was just this weekend, I was driving up in that area along 13th Street just to the west of Greenwich, and I got to thinking how, you know, 10 years ago, there was nothing here, and now it's
just big fields. Yeah. That's all it was.
And now it's full of medical facilities and big car dealerships and all sorts of things. It's really
amazing.
Taken off in that part of the city.
It's great to see.
And there's still a big, massive chunk of ground for sale west of 13th and Greenwich on the south side of the street there. So I'm wondering, wonder who will snap that up.
I think it'll be snapped up probably pretty soon, even with the impact of the pandemic, and there'll be something in there pretty soon.
You would think, as it just continues to build up all around there. How was Memorial Day weekend for the Roys?
It was nice. It was low-key, but nice. We had some good food and hung out with each other. The kids went to the lake with their cousins, so we didn't have them. But, man, we had a nice time here and saw a couple of movies, got caught up on some Netflix stuff.
Oh, that's kind of what I did too. I hope they didn't go over to Lake of the Ozarks and that blowout over there.
No,
okay,
they certainly
good.
Did.
I don't want to see any of the Roys over there on that video. Yeah.
No kidding, man. I was just surprised. You know, that
was a rager.
I guess I was surprised, and I guess I was not.
Yeah, exactly.
At the same time. Yeah.
So we'll see. Yeah. So
hope there's not a.
Go ahead.
Hope there's not a spike over there.
Yeah, I hope not either. I guess we'll find out within the next couple weeks. Hopefully that will not happen. It is 7:54 with Steve. Boy, some of those aviation numbers you were giving us were, we all knew some of these numbers are going to be bleak, but when routes are getting canceled and numbers are down 95% travel wise, it's not good.
Yeah, people don't want to get in a flying tube where you share all the air and everything, and so 7,400 people compared to 136,000 the year before.
Wow.
That's something else, and it's going to take a while to come out of it,
yep.
I'm afraid.
Yep, we'll see how that progresses in the weeks to come. But, yeah, thanks for the information.
Yep.
I'll let you get going because you'll join us again 1 hour from now, won't you?
I'll see you then.
All right, sounds good. That is editor Bill Roy with a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. We'll connect again with Bill 1 hour from now for more great business information. We have a good 8 o'clock hour on the way, too, so you need to stay right here. Don't go anywhere. We've got Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland live from the nation's capital, and we'll talk with her about the Republican National Convention, which is set for 3 months from now, and what the plan is for that. That should be an interesting chat with Rachel. Got business, sports, weather, news. Of course, entertainment news in the blur is in the 8 o'clock hour as well. It's a huge feature, Jad.
That's right, and couple of NFL stars are going to make the blur, and we'll talk about that coming up here in another half hour.
Very good. We'll hit the entertainment news at 8:35 this morning. So be with us right here for the 8 o'clock hour on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.